Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
John Fenderson with Bayer Westbred says that Westbred over the years has developed a philosophy of breeding wheat for the Southern Plains that offers producers every opportunity to get a high yield on the wheat that they put in the ground in the fall and harvest each June.
We have really tried to push genetic yield gain and allow top producers to manage that yield. They're not going to change the genetic potential in that seed. The genetic potential's in that seed, and they have to manage the fertility, the pest control, putting that seed in the ground in the best way possible. They have to be the ones to do that. And those gentlemen that wanted, and ladies that want to manage like that, we have varieties like 4303 and particularly 4401 that give them that opportunity.
Thanks, John. And you can learn more about the high-yielding varieties that Bayer Westbred has available for you by going to westbred.com.
Well, export sales set a slightly bullish tone to the market with sales of 25,500 metric tons, 23% above last week. However, the push came from higher cash trading, as this gave traders the confidence needed to buy into the futures more aggressively. The anticipated dollar to $2 higher did materialize in the south, while dressed cattle in the north, $3 higher. Packers are in a position where they can't hold out, as they do not have much forward contracted. This hurts a little as boxed beef prices have been declining all week. Thursday choice cuts were down 231, select was down 90 cents. The hog futures were able to hold with the exception of December. Continued cash weakness keeps pressure on December, as it has only 3 weeks before the contract closes. Traders are optimistic over hog prices next year, which is keeping stronger support under deferred futures. Weekly export sales of 25,000 metric tons, up 7% from last week. On the grains, March Kansas City wheat's down 1.25 cents early today. March Chicago's down 3.25 cents, both still close to their contract highs after yesterday's attempt to make new highs were turned back. Friday morning's weather map shows a mix of snow and rain in the Pacific Northwest. The moisture is still needed in wheat growing areas, but after this week's devastating floods in southern British Columbia, there are a lot more problems in the area to consider, and it is difficult to say how long grain traffic in the area will be impaired, especially through Vancouver. December corn is down about 2.5 cents early today, staying below the November high of $5.86, while also well supported by the demand for corn from ethanol producers throughout the Midwest. DTN's National Corn Index closed at $5.61 last evening, near its highest price in 2 months. January soybeans down 5.5 cents early today, getting light support from soybean meal, but being pressured by lower early trading in crude oil and soybean oil. And we'll check futures in a moment.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
December live cattle up 92 cents yesterday, 133.15. February up 85, 137.25. January feeder cattle up 245, 161.37. March was up 245 at 163.55. The December hogs down 107 yesterday, 75.10. February up 15 cents, 83.30. Kansas City wheat, December down 6.75, 8.27.25. March down 6 cents, 8.30.5. Chicago wheat, December down 2.25, 8.20. March down 2.25, 8.30.75. December corn is down 2.25, 573. March is down 2.25, 579.25. January soybeans down 11.75 at 1265.25. March down 11.75 at 1276.5 cents.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.